time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we will corral change away from strange. You don't have to be a cowboy to learn how to make your herd of ideas change direction. Like a cowboy, you are responsible for keeping those thoughts together and safe from harm. But unlike a cowboy, you don't need fancy steeds or fancy chaps to get your changes to change course. Making change familiar instead of strange can be yours in just 5 minutes with me, so release those horses and let them roam free with their packs and let the herd out to pasture, and don't worry if those cows don't come home. Think of some things that are irking you right now. A software update, your daughter's tattoo, your mother-in-law's exclusion of you, not being invited to a meeting, a negative review of your iOS app. So, what are yours? All right, I want you to pick one of those items with me now that you no longer want to be tripping over. Choose carefully. To be most successful, it has to be something that we are willing to actually not change anything about. We are going to change how we think about this item. This is called a cognitive shift. A cognitive shift, or getting unstuck, for my landmark forum friends out there, is the conscious choice to take charge of one's mental habits and redirect it. So basically, you are going to make the choice to accept this irritation and be okay with it. Okay, so it bugs you that your mother-in-law never invites you to bridge? Simply say, it's okay. Maybe she wants to just be with her friends. At least she's great with the kids. I will no longer be bothered by the fact that she does not invite me to bridge. Instead, I'm going to use this mental energy that I have been tying up in a holding pattern and instead build a bridge within myself and unleash those mental processes and apply them to something positive, like taking up running again to compete in the next marathon. Great. So put on those running shoes and make the choice to change how you think about this. On your mark, get set, go. My pro tip. I was once stuck in a very challenging situation in my life and with the disciplining of my spirited child through those trying times. I remember that during that time, I was temporarily renting an apartment and the toothbrush holder was one of those porcelain ones that was installed in the wall. Every morning, I kept trying to get my toothbrush to fit in there and it wouldn't. I would jam it, ram it, curse at it, pick it up when it fell, and try it again and again, and would leave it precariously dangling at best. One day, I took a deep breath and simply turned the toothbrush 90 degrees and it plopped right in there. This was a major watershed moment for me. I realized that I'd been doing the same thing and I was expecting a different result. You know, the whole Einstein definition of insanity. But looking back on the day, I am shocked that I didn't realize what I was doing. And well, you know, hindsight is 20/20. But this is why moments like these can be reminders to have the cognitive flexibility of a yogi. Time for our movie motivation. Our movie motivation today is Sideways, a 2004 American independent black comedy drama filmed and directed by Alexander Payne that follows two men in their 40s, Miles, played by Paul Giamatti, a depressed teacher and unsuccessful writer, and Jack, played by Thomas Hayden Church, a past his prime actor who took a week-long road trip to Santa Barbara County wine country to celebrate Jack's upcoming wedding. Sandra Oh and Virginia Madsen also star. Our inspiration about cognitive shift does not necessarily come from within the film itself and the changes in thinking the characters had or their lack of cognitive flexibility, but the story of an equally important but liquid character in the film, Pinot Noir. A dozen years later, Pinot Noir has become a mainstay of the California wine industry, and winemakers credit the film, calling it the Sideways Effect. After this film hit the theaters, Pinot Noir production in California increased roughly 170%. The Sideways Effect is also generally credited with depressing the market for Merlot wine due to the famous line of Giamatti's character, If anyone orders Merlot, I'm leaving. So, as you can see, cognitive shifts can have very real and powerful effects not just on you, but on the fate of entire markets and even on individual grapes. To learn more about change and how to be no stranger to it and how Johnny DiLoretto went from TV to film to advertising and over to radio with aplomb, you can listen to the U Inc. episode that is the companion to this U-Tune break with me, Rhea Greif, on 90.5 FM now at 2:30 p.m. on Saturdays, or live stream at WCBE.org. And of course, you can always catch your U-Tune every Thursday still at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.